Good morning once again. Today we'll be reading from the Bible about repentance. Repentance is a turning away from sin and a turning to righteousness, the Word of God. Matthew chapter 3, first two verses. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Matthew 3, verses 7 and 8. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance." Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Matthew 9, verse 13. "But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Matthew 11, verse 20. "Then he began to rebuke the cities in which most of his mighty works had been done, because they did not repent." Matthew 12, verse 41. "The men of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And indeed, a greater than Jonah is here." Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. "Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, 'The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.'" Mark chapter 2, verse 17. "When Jesus heard it, he said to them, 'Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.'" Mark chapter 6, verse 11 and 12. "And whoever will not receive you nor hear you, when you depart from there, shake off the dust under your feet as a testimony against them. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city." So they went out and preached that people should repent. Luke chapter 13, verses 2 through 5. "Then Jesus answered and said to them, 'Do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered such things? I'll tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse sinners than all other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish.'" Luke 15, verses 7 and 10. "I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who have no need to repent. And likewise I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Luke 24, verses 46 and 47. "Then he said to them, 'Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.'" Acts chapter 2, verses 37 and 38. "Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Men and brethren, what shall we do?' And Peter said to them, 'Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" And then Peter to Simon the sorcerer in Acts 8:22, he says, "Repent, therefore, of this your wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you." Acts 17, verse 30. "Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent." Acts 20, verse 21, Paul testifying to Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 26, verses 19 and 20, "Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but declared first to those in Damascus and in Jerusalem and throughout all the region of Judea and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent, turn to God, and do works befitting repentance." 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. "For now I rejoice that your sorrow led to repentance, for godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death." And finally, 1 Peter 3, verse 9. "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is longsuffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." The Bible has much to say about repentance, turning away from sin and turning to God.